Harry, look. Miss Slade is all out of step and sort of stumbling.
Yeah, something's the matter with her.
Yes, she's... Jerry, she's falling.
Come on, Pam.
Mr. and Mrs. North. Starring Richard Denning and Barbara Britton. Listen as Pam and Jerry solve the mystery, Dance of Death. There are hundreds of small nightclubs like the Blue Mirror in New York. Smoky, blatant, garish places by night. Lonesome and shabby by day. Like today, like 3 o'clock in the afternoon. But there's one difference between the Blue Mirror and the hundreds of other small clubs like it. And that difference is Ruby Slade.
Let's take a break. Harry?
Okay. I'm going to make a phone call.
All right.
Well, that was swell, Ruby.
Oh. Oh, good.
I mean it, Ruby. It's just terrific.
Thanks. You got smoke?
Sure. Here.
Light?
Yeah. Look, Ruby, why don't you knock off? We could go for a ride.
I can't, kid. I have to have this new routine ready for tonight.
Well, it's ready. Look, we could drive up the parkway, up to Terrytown.
No,
maybe.
I'm sorry, but I can't.
Why not? I've got Dad's car.
And where's Dad?
In the office.
Then that's your answer.
Ruby.
Look, Cliff, your father told me to have this number ready for tonight. And it isn't ready till he sees it and says it's ready.
But he can't make you work all day and all night, too. The way he drives you makes...
Forget it, kid. I'm going to get a drink of water.
Ruby.
Cliff.
Ruby.
What? Me. Look.
Ruby.
Well, well, well. You're getting to be a big boy, aren't you?
Ruby, I love you. Oh, Dad.
Come here.
What do you want?
I'm here.
You better go, please.
See you later.
In my office.
Okay. Well?
You little... I told you to stay away from that junk.
Dad!
Didn't I?
Dad, stop it!
Didn't I?
Dad, stop it! Stop it. What's the matter with you? Have you gone crazy?
I'm sorry, Cliff.
Yeah, sit down.
I'm sorry.
Sit down, Dad.
Yes, yes. All right.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, Cliff. I shouldn't have done that. I don't want any trouble between you and me.
Neither do I, but you...
I'm only thinking of you.
I can take care of myself.
I wonder. I hate to see you get mixed up with that girl, Ruby.
What's the matter with her?
She's no good, Cliff. Believe me, no good. I want you to stay away from her.
Is that an order?
If you don't want me to give her a fast boot out of here...
The way you treat her, that's probably the best thing that could happen to her.
She doesn't think so. Not the way I pay her. There's a girl who knows the value of a dollar, Cliff. Believe me, that's all she's interested in.
I don't get it. If she's so bad, why do you keep her around? Why do you pay her 2-3 times more than she ever asked for?
Never mind.
And then pull a thing like you have today, making her get a whole new routine ready in one day. You seem to enjoy trying to make it just as miserable...
That's enough, Cliff. How I run this club is my business. I'm just telling you for the last time, stay away from that girl. Understand?
Anything so beautiful.
Yeah, aren't they now?
Hey, what are you talking about?
Her legs.
Oh, I was talking about her dancing. It's so smooth, so easy, so graceful.
Yeah. And that figure.
Maybe I shouldn't have been so eager to come here, but everybody said she's something to see.
Yeah, how right they were.
A shame.
What?
But she has to be in this little place. She should be in one of the big clubs where lots of people can see her and a big band behind her instead of just a teeny piano.
Yeah.
I know. Ralph.
Hmm? Who? What?
He's just the one.
Ralph who?
Whitney. Isn't he producing another musical this season?
Hey, that's right.
Well, why don't we tell him about this girl?
But better still, we'll bring him and show him if he hasn't heard about her already.
Oh, you just want an excuse to come again.
And you gave me one. Oh, that's what I love about you, darling. Always obliging.
Well, I do think it's a good idea. Wait a minute. Maybe I don't.
What's the matter?
She's not doing this number well at all. She's all out of time and sort of stumbling.
Yeah. Hey, Pam, something's the matter with her.
You're right, Jerry. She's falling. Oh, come on, Jerry. Gee, I wonder what happened.
I don't know. She just seemed to go limp all of a sudden.
Ruby. What is it, Ruby?
Oh, what happened to her?
I think she just fainted.
Oh. Ruby, are you all right?
Yeah, sure. She's all right. All right, folks, if you'll just get back to your seats, please. Stop crowding around. All right, get up, Ruby. There's nothing the matter with you.
In a minute, Mr. Gross.
Leave her alone. This wouldn't have happened if you hadn't pushed her so hard all day.
Chances are supposed to, Rayburn.
Not the way you drive her. Every minute, no matter...
That's enough, Clifton. I'll stop it. You, Ruby, get up. Go into your dressing room.
Here, come on, Pam. Let's help her up.
Yes, Jimmy. Thanks.
All right, take her to her dressing room. Ruby, you lie down in there. I'll send in a drink. You can rest until the next show. I want you to be ready when it starts.
She isn't dancing anymore tonight.
Nobody asked you.
I'm telling you, she's through for the night.
Ruby.
Yes, Mr. Gross.
You heard what I said. Go lie down. When the second show starts, you'll be out there.
I don't care. I'm telling you, you're not going to do
it.
Now,
look,
I mean it.
When you start signing a paycheck around here, you can mean it, Cliff. Until then, I do what Papa says.
Ruby, what is it?
What's what?
Between you and Dad, why does he treat you the way he does?
I ask him.
There must be some reason.
I suppose there is, but you figure it out. I can't. All I know is he hates me.
Well, why do you take it?
Because there's something called money.
It isn't worth it.
Oh, thanks for telling me.
Ruby, quit.
Huh?
Tell Dad you're through. That you're not going to...
Are you crazy?
Well, why won't you?
Because I can't. I got a contract.
You can break it.
Maybe. But then what? Well, then what do I do? Do I go to work in some other bandbox for half the money I'm getting here? Oh, grow up.
You don't have to go to work anywhere. Ruby, I love
Cliff,
you. And you love me.
Do I?
Yes. Ruby, marry me.
And let your father support us both.
I'll get a job.
Doing what?
I don't know, but I'll
don't
get...
Don't you think you'd better find out?
Ruby.
Look, Cliff, don't be a fool. You're a swell kid. I like you. Maybe I love you. I don't know. But I'm not going to marry you. At least not until I know how we pay the rent and buy the groceries.
You'd rather go on here, letting Dad treat you like dirt, wiping his feet on you, making
As long as he pays as much as he does, I can take it. Now, I better get ready to go on.
Ruby.
Come in.
Ruby, the second show is about... Cliff, what are you doing in here? Didn't I tell you that?
Yes, you told me, and now I'm telling you, Ruby's through for tonight.
Cliff.
The show's starting, Ruby. Get out there.
All right, Mr. Gross, I'm ready.
Stay where you are, Ruby.
Please, Cliff, don't...
Get out of here, Cliff.
I'm through standing around while you act like a little Hitler.
Get out! Why, you...
Cliff! Oh, Cliff, you shouldn't have.
You've been asking for it. It's time somebody gave it to him.
Get out! Do you hear me? Get out of the club. Go home, get your clothes, and get out of my house. I never want to see you again.
That suits me. Ruby, come with me.
I...
Go on. Go with him if you want to. I'm grateful.
You shut up. Ruby, please. Come with me right now.
No, Cliff. I'm sorry, but I can't.
Good, Jerry. Very good. All that you and Pam said she was, and a little more.
We thought you'd like her. How about another drink?
Oh, fine.
Pam? Pam?
What? Oh, sorry, darling.
Hey, what the devil are you so interested in?
That woman over at the corner table.
Uh-huh.
The way she just sits and scowls into her glasses.
Yeah.
I wonder what's bothering her. She was here last night, too.
Oh, she was?
Mm-hmm. She sat by herself then, too. It's strange. She's got plenty of money. Look how she's dressed. Evening gown, mink stole. But she just sits alone and drinks. One martini after another.
Well, maybe she likes olives.
Look at her. She doesn't like anything.
Well, it's none of our business. Besides, I'd rather watch Ruby. You think you can use her, Ralph?
If she'll agree to terms. And I think she will. She can't be making much here.
No.
We'll see. I sent a note asking her to join us after her number.
Well, I should think she'd jump at a chance to get in a Broadway show.
Yeah, and to get away from here where they work her until she passes out.
Oh, I hope you're right. Well, here she comes.
Mr. Whitney?
Yes, I'm Whitney.
Oh.
And you know Mr. and Mrs. North.
Yes.
Right.
Hello.
Sit down, Miss Lane.
Thanks. Well, we certainly enjoyed your performance.
Well,
thank you.
That's what I want to see you about. Might as well come right to the point.
Excuse me, I'm awfully sorry to interrupt, but...
I'll only be a minute. I have to talk to Ruby.
What is it, Mrs. Gross?
Jerry, she's the woman who was sitting alone in the corner.
Yeah.
Do you know where I can find Cliff, Ruby?
Yes.
Oh, I thought so. If anyone would know, you see, he had a fight or an argument or something with his father, and he left home. I don't know how to reach him.
He's here. In the club? Waiting for me in my dressing room.
Oh, thanks, Ruby. I'll go see him. I gotta talk to him.
Sorry about the interruption, Mr. Whitney. Now, what is it you wanted to talk to me about?
I spent the whole day trying to find you, Cliff. I called everywhere.
I'm sorry, Mother. I should have gotten in touch with you.
What is it, Cliff? What happened between your father and you?
He didn't tell you?
Oh, he won't talk about it. Does it have something to do with Ruby?
What makes you think that?
Does it?
Yeah, we had a fight over the way he treats her.
What difference does it make to you?
A great deal. I happen to be in love with her.
Cliff. Oh, Cliff, no.
What's so wrong with that?
Does your father know?
He should have at least a vague idea by this time.
And Ruby? Is she in love with you?
Yes, she hasn't said so, but she is. I know she is, and she'd marry me, but she's afraid.
Afraid of what?
Of being broke. Of giving up the money Dad's paying her. But I'm going to get a job...
Oh, Cliff, don't. Oh, forget Ruby. For your sake, for her sake, forget her. Something terrible would happen if you married her. I know it would.
What do you mean?
Your father would rather see Ruby dead than married to you.
Mother.
He would. I know your father, Cliff. I know him better than he knows himself.
Then tell me why he hates her.
Cliff.
What is it between them? What's going on? If you know, Mother, you have to tell me, because I swear if Dad does anything to hurt Ruby, I'll kill him.
You don't mean that.
I do.
Oh, you must love her very much.
And Dad hates her, and I want to know why. And if you know, tell me.
Because...
Well?
Because sometimes people hate the things they want and can't have.
Yes? Who is it?
Ruby.
Come in.
May I talk to you a minute?
About Ralph Whitney?
Oh, you know.
I saw you sitting at his table with that couple that was here last night. What did he want?
Well, he offered me a spot in a new musical he's producing.
Oh? What did you tell him?
That I'd take it.
You didn't mention that you're under contract to me?
Well, yes.
And?
I thought you'd release me.
What made you think that?
You won't?
No.
Mr. Gross...
Your contract has another 7 months to run.
But if Mr. Whitney would agree to buy it...
Your contract isn't for sale.
But he might be willing to pay you...
At any price.
Why? Why are you doing this? What do you want? You're never satisfied with the thing I do, but you won't let me go.
Has it ever occurred to you that it might be for your own good?
My good? Oh, no. Switch, you thinking of my good.
If you weren't so blind, you'd know that's all I think about. Oh, all I care about.
What?
I picked you up when you were nothing, when you were nobody. When you could hardly keep from stumbling over your own feet when you danced, but I didn't care about that.
Then what did you care about?
For 2 years, not a person that came in here came to see you.
Well, then why'd you keep me?
But I strung along with you. I paid you more money even when I was losing money. You know that?
Yes, I know it, but why?
I've done everything I could for you, but have you ever shown any appreciation, any gratitude? No. Now you hate me. All I am to you is just a fat, ugly old man.
So that's it. You're in love with me.
In love with...
Yes.
You're crazy.
That's why you treated me like dirt. Not because you hate me, but because you love me. You're afraid to do anything about it. Afraid I'd laugh in your face.
Get out of here.
It's true, isn't it?
No.
You want me. You want to hold me in your arms. You want to kiss me.
Get out.
Oh, here I am, Anna. Why don't you take what you want?
Oh, Ruby.
This is what you want, isn't it, Anna?
Yes, Ruby. Yes. Ruby.
You let go of
me.
Let go, you pig!
What?
That's all you are. You're a filthy pig.
I'll kill you.
You haven't the nerve.
I will. I'll kill you.
You better go, Miss Lane. Go while you're still enjoying yourself.
You'll end.
I'll kill her.
Well, Pam, Jerry, thanks again for the tip. That girl's just what I've been looking for.
Gee, I'm glad you like her, Ralph.
Well, we're glad for her sake, too.
And I'd better run. Let's see if there's a taxi.
Now, wait, we can take you. Our car is right in the next block.
Oh, no, it's late and I'm out of your way. Thanks, anyway.
Oh, really? We don't mind.
Oh, you've done enough. Oh, there's a cab. Taxi! Well, I'll be seeing you.
Night, Ralph.
Bye.
Come on, Pam.
Oh, why do we go through that alley alongside the club? Isn't that a shortcut?
Yeah. Go through to the next street. Right.
Mm-hmm. Dolly, Jerry. She certainly is modest, isn't she?
Miss Slade?
Of course. Who did you think I was talking about?
Miss Slade.
Well, I was, so why did you ask?
Well,
and she is, isn't she?
Modest?
Well, naturally. What did you think I meant?
Modest.
Well, I did. You know, she seemed actually amazed that Ralph was interested in her.
Mm-hmm.
You'd think a girl with her ability would know she's good. Well, I guess... Jerry!
That was a shot from inside the club.
What do you think of it?
I don't know. Yeah, but there's a side door. Let's see if it's open.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is. Now, let's see. Here's the hallway.
Yes.
We heard the shot through the alley window, and it sounded like it was close to the window.
That open door down the hall looks like it might lead into a room with a window.
Yeah, come on, let's see.
Jerry, it's Clifford Gross. He's bending over someone lying on the floor.
That's his mother.
Mrs. North.
What happened?
I don't know. I heard a shot. I came running in, and I found Mother lying here.
Clifford?
Take it easy, Mother.
Help me up.
Yes.
We heard the shot, Mrs. Gross. And...
I know. In there. In Arnold's office.
Dad's office?
Come on.
Holy smokes. It's Mr. Gross.
Dad.
Oh, Jerry.
We'd better call Bill Wagon, Pam. Gross is dead.
And where were you when the shot was fired, Mr. Gross?
Going down the hall to the alley door.
Mm-hmm.
I came to take Miss Slade home. She was ready, so I was going to get the car and drive it around front.
I see. When you heard the shot...
Well, I turned around and ran into the office. I found Mother on the floor. I thought I heard someone drop out the window in the alley, but I'm not sure.
We didn't see anyone climb out the window, Bill.
Well, maybe we were already inside, ma'am.
Go on, Mr. Gross.
Well, then Mr. and Mrs. North came in. They told you what happened after that.
Yeah. Miss Slade.
Yes?
Did you hear the shot?
Yes, but at the time, I thought it was just a backfire.
Where were you?
In my dressing room.
Alone?
Yeah. Cliff had just gone for the car like he told you.
Uh-huh. All right. And now you, Mrs. Gross. Where were you when the shot was fired?
In the hall. And when I heard the shot, I ran into the office. See, when I saw what happened, I fainted.
Did you see anyone climbing out of the window?
Well, I think maybe...
You think? You don't know?
Yes, I guess I did.
Aren't you sure? It isn't something you'd be likely to forget.
Well, I'm afraid I was kind of confused. You see, I've been drinking and
but you're absolutely certain you were in the hall when the shot was fired. You're not in doubt about that.
No.
Then why didn't your son see you?
What?
He said he was down the hall, and when he heard the shot, he turned right around. But he didn't see you until he got into the office.
Oh, well, I guess maybe I wasn't in the hall. No, come to think of it, I was in the office.
When your husband was shot?
Yes.
Well, then you must have seen who shot him.
Yes, it was a man.
Uh-huh. What'd he look like?
Oh, I don't remember. I didn't see his face. He had his back to me. He shot Arnold, and then I screamed and fainted.
Well, we didn't hear anyone scream after the shot, Mrs. Gross.
Oh, well... Well, maybe I didn't scream. I just thought I did. I don't know.
Mrs. Gross.
Yes, Lieutenant.
If you didn't see the man's face, how do you know he was someone you'd never seen before? Well?
You think I'm lying, don't you?
I think that up to now, your story hasn't made very much sense.
I guess you're right, Lieutenant. I should have known you'd trip me up. I'd hoped to satisfy you so you'd let me go without having me searched. Because if you'd looked in my handbag, you'd have found this.
Jerry, a gun.
Yeah.
But I'll save you the trouble of searching me. My husband was no good. He deserved to die. Now get away from that door, Lieutenant. I'd hate to have to kill anyone else. You heard me, Lieutenant. Get away from that door.
You're not going anywhere, Mrs. Gross.
I'll shoot you. I mean it all.
Mother.
Stay out of this, please.
Don't be a fool, Mrs. Gross.
You can't get away. You're only making things worse.
Give me that gun, Mrs. Gross.
Stay away from me.
Watch it, Bill.
You're not going to use that gun on me.
Stay away.
Bill, be careful.
Any more than you used it on your husband.
What do you mean?
You didn't kill your husband, Mrs. Gross.
I did. I had to. He said he was going to kill Ruby.
Why?
For what she did to him. For the way she humiliated him. He was in love with her. I don't think he knew it. Not really until tonight. Until she taunted him into admitting it. And then she laughed at him, called him names.
Well, then why did you kill him to protect her?
I did it for Cliff.
Mother, you don't...
He loves Ruby. He wants her. He could never have had her if Arnold was alive. And you see, there was nothing left for Arnold and me after what Ruby did to him tonight. So I killed him.
That's not true, Mrs. Gross.
It is. Now stay away from me. If you take one more step, I'll shoot.
Then go ahead, Mrs. Gross. Shoot.
No.
You...
Mother, no. Don't.
Cliff!
I've got to tell the truth. You're right, Lieutenant. She didn't kill my father. She was trying to protect me. I killed him.
Oh, no.
Oh, Cliff!
Pick up the gun, Jerry.
Okay, Bill.
Cliff, why?
It was either him or us, wasn't it?
Bill. Yeah, Jerry?
The safety catch is still on this gun.
I know.
You know?
Well, that's how I guessed that Mrs. Gross hadn't killed her husband. She would have known more about guns if she had.
Well, then she couldn't have shot you if she'd wanted to.
No, Pam, no. I wasn't being brave either. I was just using my head and eyes.
Oh, that was a wonderful dinner, darling.
Thank you, dear. Jerry?
Yes, darling.
There's a singer at a little club downtown. I understand she's wonderful. Why don't we go down tonight?
Oh, I'm tired, Pam. I had a tough day at the office.
But if she's half as good as they say, we might be able to help give her a break.
Now, look, we've done our good deed.
I know, but, well, they say this girl has an amazing voice and an outstanding personality.
How about looks?
Well, I don't know, but she's Ruby Slade's twin sister.
What?
Yes, Jerry.
Well, come on, get your coat, Pam. We don't want to be late.